You know, there are themes that God has been ministering to us particularly for the past 3 weeks. One theme is, we call it, God is putting back value in the lives of each one of us. And I will continue on in my message on that value, how God values you. Every human person on this planet is created with the image and the likeness of God. When they discover the love of God and receive Jesus Christ, there is an ultimate value that God puts upon us, an unlimited or limitless potential for good. That's the basis that that I've been running for the past few weeks. God valued you and me from His perspective, with high respect. Say I'm there.
I value.
Okay, I will continue on that, because He values, because He did the little, because of the church. Because of the church, God desired. Another one that is moving is open doors. Pastor Lawrence, when he shared about there is an open door, and it captured my heart for the past week. You know, Pastor mentioned last week, shared on open doors. We have two prophetic work on open doors that have been, God has given us, two years ago. I want you to read, there is open doors that God has put into our lives. Whatever the prophetic word that is given to the church, it is yours. Say with me, whatever prophetic word that is given in this house, it's mine.
It's mine.
And I want you to claim today two things. There are open doors that God has put into your life, into your home, into your family, into the church, into your job, into this nation, in fact this nation. I want grace to read this prophetic word. Two prophetic words that have put, that is given to us. Grace?
Okay,
Chio. Just receive it as this prophetic word is released. Thank you, Lord.
He sets the door of divine opportunity. He set before us doors of opportunity. These doors may be hid behind crises, obstacles, disappointments, or a host of other difficulties, but they are doors opened by God.
Okay, I want to just explain to you. There are doors open in your life, in your family, in whatever, individually and corporately. There's doors are open. Say, doors are open to opportunity.
Doors are open.
They've been opened, but because of certain things that are hidden, crisis, obstacles, disappointment, because of these difficulties, some of us haven't entered in. And this morning, I want to activate and say, enter into the door. Okay, I want the other door, the other prophetic word to be given. Okay?
They may try to close the doors of divine opportunity, but they will not succeed. When your work and your motivation are acceptable to the Lord, you can expect to receive His help. And no earthly power can stand against the Lord God Almighty.
I want you to verbalize, because some of the reasons why we never entered in is because of certain things. This is the second prophetic word that is given. Verbalize with me. 1, 2, 3, Chiang, read along.
They may try to close the doors of divine opportunity, but they will not succeed. When your work and your motivation are acceptable to the Lord, you can expect to receive His help, and no earthly power can stand against the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to just read again and receive it.
They may try to close the doors of divine opportunity, but they will not succeed. When your work and your motivation are acceptable to the Lord, you can expect to receive His help, and no earthly power can stand against the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, doors open. I want you to enter. I want to activate this. But there is a special activation I want to, after this prayer, I want to activate that is the door of spouses for those who are not married. Okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I speak resurrection life.
Yes!
and I speak this true prophecy to the effect of the open divine door of opportunity that is given to us, individual, as family, as a church, as a nation. I activate it.
Yes.
I activate it.
Yes.
By resurrection life.
Yes.
By resurrection life.
Yes.
I activate it right now.
Yes.
That each one of us will enter.
Yes.
And walk into this dimension.
Yes.
That you have called us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, there are many doors. Only you can take this prophecy and fit it into your business, into your dimension. You know, one of the things that Lord spoke to me last week or last Thursday, when things are not going well, intercessory warfare, prayer, and praise will do the job. Say intercessory.
Intercessory.
Warfare, praise, and prayer.
Warfare.
Prayer and praise. Prayer and praise. Intercessory, say be intercessory.
Intercessory.
Warfare, prayer,
warfare,
and
prayer.
Praise and will praise. Do the job. Start praising God. Start praising, praying and praying. Start praising. If you put a prayer item to God, then start praising God. Start praising as an intercessory warfare prayer. This is for salvation. This is for your difficult situation. God said he promised to turn. And in the time, he said, when crisis happens in the church, even bloodshed will be cancelled because of intercessory warfare, prayer, and praise.
Amen.
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 Amen. I want to pray for the doors of opportunity that will come to everyone in God's timing for spouses, because this is important. We need solid families. Say with me, solid families.
Solid families.
I think that God is going to be pure, solid families that will serve the Lord. And I speak to all those who are not married. Okay? From the youngest to the oldest. I want to declare it. Okay? I don't want you to raise your hand, but I want you to grab this prayer into your spirit that you'll have your right spouse.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I speak to every single, everyone who are not married in this fellowship, in this house, that the door of opportunity for a spouse will open.
Yes.
And I declare the door
yes.
to be open.
Yes.
I declare the door to be open. I declare the doors
yes.
to be open.
Yes.
At the right time,
yes.
the strong families will be raised up in this market.
Yes.
I activate it right now.
Yes.
The door of opportunity has come.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I activate it.
Yes.
I commission it.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Resurrection life.
Yes.
Resurrection life.
Yes.
Resurrection life.
Yes.
That everyone will enter this opportunity. None will miss it. None will miss it. And I call in Jesus' name that this should be sealed and done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Every human person born on planet Earth was created in the image and in the likeness of God. But when they come to understand God's love and receive Him as personal Savior, God adds value, ultimate value, and a potential of limitless goodness that will come out. God values you. God values you. Say with me, God values me.
God values me.
Say, God values with me.
God values me.
I have great potential for good. Say with me,
I have great potential for good.
Take this prophetically, because you know we are very familiar with sermons, but I want it to be direct words
yeah.
in your life. We want change.
Yes.
We don't want head knowledge. We want something that is to take place. Seed, divine seed to come and change your life. Your life will be successful. It's God's will that you will be successful. That you will prosper. You will fulfill your time. You will do what God has called you. And everybody has been going on a certain slot. We have a certain time. We came into the door of birth. We'll exit in the door of death. We have a certain law, and there is a distance within the two doors. We call it time.
Yeah.
And it's allotted by God. And as you grow older, you'll be conscious. of that time. And what is needed is not the time or length or short. What is important is you do what God has called you for. We are all running a race. And you continue on, especially in the dimension of what God has called us to, the church. God has been restoring the church for 2,000 years in order to understand the move of God that is taking place. We got to understand what's the meaning of the church, the word church. Say it with me, church.
Church.
We got to redefine the word church. Whenever we talk about church, we talk about our own fellowship with all the weakness and strength and all the setbacks and many things you hear about negative, and we have a vague idea of what the church is all about, which is wrong. I give you the definition of the church. Church is defined as one universal, many-membered corporate body of Christ. Is it? Okay, verbalize with me. The church,
church
is one universal, many-membered body of Christ. Okay, read with me. The church is defined as one universal,
many-membered corporate body of Christ.
Okay, in order to understand this, you've got to understand that the church is very precious to Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. It's cost him more than anything else to bring forth the church. And he has done, this is the greatest thing that he did in all eternity, to buy back the church. Or to get the church. Because of the value of the church for Jesus Christ, you are valued high. And the moment you come into the many membered, one universal, many membered corporate body of Christ, which is the church, you are added to the Lord. Say, added to the Lord.
Added
to the church. This is the corporate body. And how are you added to this corporate body of Christ? By God putting you into a part and parcel of what we call local church. Say, local church.
Local church.
It is God's will that when you have accepted the Lord and you are added to the Lord, you will be added to a local church. That is where it grows. It is deception. If you say, I'm added to the Lord, everything is my church, that is a deception. You're a target of deception. And God is putting an emphasis, even with our teachings and all of it. The local church becomes your base. That's how long you have. God puts you in, and everyone will be added to a servant of the Lord or a group of ministers to minister to you. Look at 1 Corinthians there. He says, who is Paul? Who is Apollos? Servant or minister which God gives you. God gives you. And that is how, in a local church, for your protection, for your growth, for your functioning, for your whatever God has, even the gifts will be operated only from above, from the local church. Then it goes to a universal church. Your ministry and your calling is also dependent totally on your local church and how you function. And the body is knit together as a body, local body, where each of us are gifted. And that is the corporate dimension that we have. So what it costs for God to birth the church is of great price. Let me give. God created heavens and the earth. The sovereign God created heavens and the earth. All he had to do is he think about it, then speak a creative word, and he came to existence. That's how the earth, heaven and earth was made. When God wanted to create man, all he had to do is he pick up a handful of dirt and transform it into the body of Adam. Then he just took this little creative handiwork and breathed eternal life into man and caused man to become a living being. That is how men were created. When God wanted to create the Hebrew race or the people of Israel, God did was he called Abraham to start the Hebrew race. And then we should be the chosen race of Israel to do God's will. And he gives a revelation to Abraham. Say revelation.
Revelation.
And watch the descendants coming up, going into Egypt, coming back, and possessing the land that God has called them. That is how God did. But when he comes to the church, it was totally different. The question that we have to ask is, what did he cause God to produce the church? Say with me this question, because it's through question and answers that we get divine revelations.
What did it cause God to produce the church?
There is a hard message today that the Holy Spirit is bringing. It's going to be repeated in different form. I want you to bear with me, and I want you to let the Holy Spirit speak to you, because the moment when you say about church, it is you. Say with me, the moment church is mentioned,
the moment church is
mentioned, it affects me, it benefits me. I'm a part of the local church. I'm a part of the universal church. So whenever we say church, what does it cause God to produce the church? Is what does it cause God to produce you into salvation and into the local church, into the universal church? It caused God's Godhead. It caused the Godhead, the eternal God, a lot. Oh, the eternal God was involved in producing the local church. The theme in From Heaven to Earth is the church. Say with me, the theme.
The theme.
On earth is the local. Is the church.
Is the church.
Okay, many corporate body, but it's the church. If anything that has to be a voice of heaven, is the house of God, gateway to heaven.
Amen.
If any impact to the nation, the world to change, is through the church. Any revelation that has to come is through the church. It's called the house of God, gateway to heaven and from heaven. And I want to tell you, we can think it in a corporate way. Are you that? Individually, as a temple of God, you are a house of God, gateway to heaven. I mentioned this declaration a few months ago. All born again believers, spirit filled particularly, can hear the voice of God. Say with me, all born again believers,
all
spirit filled believers, can hear the voice of God. Okay, you've got to get this statement, because if anything that the devil will want to trick us, is you can't hear the voice of God. You need another instrument. We hear the voice of God, but God moves. You know, God speaks to us through the Bible, the scriptures, the final authority in our lives. Say with me, God speaks to us through His Word.
God speaks to us through His Word.
Second, God speaks to us with the abiding Holy Spirit.
God speaks to us
with the abiding Holy Spirit.
And God confirms
all the dimensions
through the ministries of the church.
Through the ministries.
So when a prophet comes and tells you a prophetic word, number one, it must have already been spoken to you inside. I think 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago I mentioned a word that had to come by the Spirit, of the Spirit, into our spirit. And when that is taking place, then only when you speak it out, when you declare it, it comes into flesh. Are you with me?
Yes.
Whatever God has for you must be resonating in your spirit. If not, something they come and give you, a prophetic word which is new, and it's everything is new, put it on the shelf. Say with me, put it on the shelf. Just put it, don't reject it yet, just put it on the shelf. Then God would, because God has to work by the Spirit and of the Spirit into our spirit, and the moment you begin to declare and walk in it, the door of opportunity comes to us.
Amen.
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 What does it take God to produce the church? Jehovah God gave His Son Jesus Christ into the world for redemption of mankind. So that all that become members of the Christ Church, and Jesus loved the church that gave Himself and presented Himself as a glorious church. Watch me a glorious church without spot and wrinkle. That is Ephesians 5:25-27. And Jesus loved the church so much that he gave the Holy Spirit. Say with me, Holy Spirit.
Holy
Spirit. Individual members of his church. Why? This is the first thing. The ability to communicate with God in prayer and praise language, which is a dynamo generating inner life and power. Amen.
Amen.
That is the work of the Holy Spirit. God gave his life. You are saved through the blood of Jesus. You are saved through the life of Jesus. And then he gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will have to teach. The second statement I want to make is the church is eternal as Jesus Christ is, or Christ Jesus. Do you know that you have eternal life?
Yes.
It breaks the power limitation of and the power of death. We are an eternal church. You know, Pastor Machen will be teaching on eternal church. You'll find this message very clearly in that message, that the church is eternal as God is eternal. Church is eternal as Jesus is eternal. We may pass away, but our membership in the body of Christ is eternal in Jesus. Get connected to God. When things go wrong, everything seems to fall apart, your connection with God, with Jesus, is the important one. That will keep you through.
Amen.
When things go fall apart and everything goes wrong, it is the connection with Jesus. Particularly when praying in the Spirit and prayer language. I pray that those who are not filled with the Holy Spirit who are here will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Is why you can communicate in prayer life and praise language. A hotline to heaven. Speaking in tongues is speaking to God, not to me. Speaking in tongues. When I pray in tongues, I know I'm speaking to God. God hears my prayer. Can you give a confidence? Can you tell a person who come and say, pray for me? Can you give a great confidence to a person? When I pray, God hears my prayer. You give a boost of charge for the person. Why? Because speaking in tongues, when you pray in tongues, God hears the prayer.
Amen.
You want your prayer to be answered? Start praying in tongues.
Amen.
You want to pray for others in intercession? Start praying in tongues. That is what the Holy Spirit has given. A dynamo generating the inner life and power. It has to change. You know, the devil has been tarnishing tongue speaking. And baptism of the Holy Spirit lopsided open and turned the whole thing has taken out everything out of proportion. They say this is extreme. This is not for today. There's a church called Passed Away Church. This is passed away. This is passed away. So everything has passed away and they have nothing to live on. But I want to say we are a living, the church is a living organism.
Yeah, amen.
It's a church of the living God.
Amen.
When I say church, it's you.
Amen.
That's the emphasis I want to say. The moment when I say I talk about the church, the eternal perspective of the church, how is her birth? You got to know that you were bought by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
You're part of the eternal church.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus, the church was not something that was decided when Israel failed to receive Jesus Christ. It was the church was conceived in the mind of God from eternity past. It was in the mind of the eternal God from the beginning and the planned and ordained before the foundation of the world. This is found in Ephesians 1:4 and Revelation 3:8. The concept of the church is as eternal as Christ Jesus himself. Say with me, I'm eternal.
I'm eternal.
As Christ is eternal.
As Christ.
I want you to get an eternal perspective, because if you have that divine connection, whatever happened, death is not death is no more. It's a passage. It's a gateway. It's a changing of address to him. In reality, God ordained the church, and he has chosen him. It is the church in him began at the death of our Jesus Christ on the cross. Paid for redemptive price for everyone to become members of the church. So the death of our Lord Jesus Christ is a qualification to the redemptive price for every one of us that we can be a part of the church. The resurrection of Jesus Christ authorized the church. And the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost gave birth to the church. The eternal God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit is what in your life and my life, the church of Jesus Christ. You're much valued. It's much valued. Let's go into a detail about how Jesus redeemed you. Are you ready?
Yes.
The detail of it. We have to know. We sang about Jesus as the center of everything. Everything. Okay, it is. What it cost Christ to purchase and to produce the church. Look at the adjectives. Look at the things that I'm saying. It produced an indescribable agony at the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Gethsemane. A crown of thorns upon his head. 39 painful lashes on his back. Carrying the big wooden cross on his lacerated back, and finally in a horrible humiliation, suffering, shedding his last small drop of blood, life's blood, hanging on the cross, on the cruel cross, until he died. This was the purchase price he paid for the church. And the battle of hell, he battled the whole battle of hell, of hell, and rose victorious on the third day from the grave. Yes, this is what Jesus did for you and for me. It personally cost many things. It personally cost many things. Anything else, it cost him more. It cost his very life. The church, that is you and I, means more to him than life itself. The very life itself. No wonder the church is so dear and precious to Jesus. The church is the most precious thing that on this earth. Heaven and earth resonate and look towards the church. You are connected in heaven because Jesus is in heaven. 2016, Jesus is in heaven in session. He wants to come back and join the church. He wants back the church. You know, the church eventually will come back after the resurrection. He'll take back and we are going to be eternally reigning. And our hope is in the new heavens and the new earth. There's a lot of detail, I just took it out. But our eternal hope, we will be eternally with Jesus.
Yes.
Eternally with Jesus. For this cause, Jesus said, what did he, did God want to just? Yes, absolutely. Why Jesus said this? In Matthew 16, verse 18, I will build my church.
Amen.
I want you to get this as I repeat the statement. I will build my people. I will build you. Jesus is taking personal responsibility when he made these words. I will build my church. The church is me. Say with me, the church is me.
The church is
Jesus
me.
Is building me.
Jesus.
What does he build? The word I simply means he's committed to building the church. His emphasis is this. He wants to take personal ownership and headship. The whole of eternal life is committed in redeeming and placing and growing members to full maturity. And that is what is happening now. You know, the teaching that we have, the Bible study, the training program, is to not to give you more knowledge. Say more knowledge. Not to give you more knowledge, to impart to you spirit dimension that you can grow and mature. Too long we have gone into teaching assurance of salvation. When a person was born again, we took the assurance of salvation, navigators. This assurance, but maturity comes in the sixth foundation stone. Say with me, maturity comes.
Maturity comes
in the sixth foundation stone.
In the sixth.
Okay, which we'll be teaching in the course of time. Second, Jesus said, "I will." Jesus made this statement before the church was built. It's a prophetic statement. He's saying, "I will build my church." A determination to produce and perfect, regardless the time and effort required. It took 2,000 years ago. Now God is imparting to you, and many of you are being taught by the dimension of God. The Spirit of God is only in the Spirit and in the Word that we can be brought up. Our value Our function, our authority comes only in the Word and in the Spirit. Oh, I put the word Spirit and the Word.
Amen.
These are the two dimensions that God uses. Will, God will. Second, will suggests a long, slow, drawing up process. And some of you are in Ephesians 2:20. It's no longer I that live, but God. God is building us, building according to His plan. He's not going to stop building His church until every member reach the needed place of his or her position in the whole building, for finish in His perfection. And this is why perfection is done. That is why you are going through crisis. That is why the flesh has to die. Say with me, the flesh has to die.
The flesh has to die.
No flesh will glory in His presence. All our fleshly works comes to nothing when you come to the presence of God. Say with you,
no flesh
will glory in His presence. God is perfecting the church. You know, we think perfection is too high. The word is maturity. God is perfecting the church. The trials, the difficulties, and the things that happen, God is saying something. Put down your flesh and let the eternal dimension grow. Let perfection come in. Let the dimension of what the Holy Spirit is doing, the fruits and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are resident in you. Say with me,
God
has placed the Holy Spirit in me. The Holy Spirit is the source of fruit and the gifts. Jesus puts in me. Okay. The potential of perfection is in you. The Holy Spirit is the source of the fruit of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the source of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Both work together for growth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is building. God is building us to perfection. And I declare and activate perfection.
Amen.
Maturity.
Yes.
Flesh have to die.
Yes.
Everything that is not of God have to be repented and be brought down to subjection to this, to the Word of God. And let the Spirit of God rise.
Yes.
That we will be strong in the Spirit and strong in the Word.
Yes.
The word mind, the church is mind. He said, I will build my church. It simply tells us, when you say mine, all those who have properties, you can relate with me. It's my property, my pride, and my possession. Acts 20:28. Christ gave Himself to the church. He purchased it in His own blood. Acts 20:28. Let me give you one word. Jesus is jealous of His possession as owner and head of the church. He's saying, my church. Jesus is jealous over you. He is the owner and the head of the church. Amen.
Amen.
God, I pray that you will hit the heartbeat of God. You will understand how He looks at it. If you have great ultimate value to Him, this is the reason why, because you're part of Jesus. The church is eternal. The word church, we dealt with it, is one distinction. It's a special called out company of people classified of every classification of human being. Listen to what the Bible tells us. All the church belongs to God. All heaven and even hell recognize that the church belongs to God, that you belong to God.
Amen.
Say with me, all heaven, even hell,
and even
recognize that I belong to Christ. I belong to God.
To God.
All evil forces and humanistic people are trying to prevent Christ's church from becoming all that God has pre-planned. The quality and the quantity of its membership, the ultimate purpose that God has been working to grant the church age and for eternity. God values you.
Yes.
What is happening to me? You may say, what is happening? Everything seems to be out of control. God is telling flesh, you have to die. Let the Spirit of God, let the pre-plan, or we call it the destiny of God, comes to be. So Jesus in his human body purchased the church, but it's the working of the Holy Spirit that is building the church. I repeat the statement, Jesus in the human body, that is virgin birth body, purchased you. And it's through the working of the Holy Spirit that now he's building the church. Let me give you a clearer understanding from the Old Testament. You remember David, God's prophet and king? He received a revelation of the blueprint of the temple of God. We call it the temple of David. He gathered the gold, silver, brass, and made all the provision of other material to build the temple. Then what happened? He gave it to his son Solomon. Solomon, who directed the building of the temple until it's finished. In the same way, Jesus provided all the material needed for the church, you and I, to grow. John 17:4 and John 19:30. Then he commissioned the Holy Spirit to take his provision, the birth of the church, and continue to do the work in the church until every part of the church becomes perfectly fit. Jesus is also given the fivefold ministry of himself. The fivefold anointing of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, special ministers to the body of Christ, the purpose of building and perfecting the church. This is what is happening to you and to me. This is what is happening to us. Amen. You will hear from now apostolic dimensions. Don't be frightened, these are not titles, these are function of Jesus. You will hear prophetic dimension, prophetic word. God gives to us. Why? To the perfection. Just a final note. Jesus is eternal. He's working out his eternal plan. Amen. We have temporal plans. We have earthly plans. But he looks for all to the eternal. Yeah. He's waiting for his bride. He's going to come back for his bride. Church, the theme of it is you are saved by Jesus. Yes. By the death, burial, resurrection. By shedding of his blood. Everything that Jesus should be the center. And now he has given you what happened when you are sacrificed. The life of Christ is coming to your life. Eternal life. Say with me, I have eternal life.
I have eternal
life. Nothing can stop me.
Nothing can stop me.
Eternal life. Zoe life. Eternity. You know you won't die. You won't grow old. Your inner being. Your spirit do not need to have healing. Your spirit is perfect, same ingredient as God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit is in you. You're connected to God.
Amen.
That's the value he has paid. Then he has put in that new life of Christ, life of Christ, eternal life. He has put in the Holy Spirit to guide you. And he has placed you in a local church that the work of God and the will of God be done. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let the kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want the musician to come and let's sing this song. I ask the Lord, what do you want me to, why do you want me to sing this thing? I want the church to move into the next level. Say with me, the next level. You need this eternal perspective of how God looks at you as a church, how he valued you. He said he has put a lot of potential gifts and ministries here, put it so that you can function. You serve God. And this is the purpose that God has created us. He wants you to move into the next level. So far we have an earthly level of the church. Now it's eternal purpose. God is for you. Say with me, God is for me.
God is for
me. God is not against me, God is for me. Everything he does is for his perfect will. Amen.
Amen.
Let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Shall we rise to be on Christ, the solid rock?